Nitza, what came out of the conference was common sense. As you said, I was there at Town Hall last weekend listening to the Labour State Conference. There was a push within the party to ban Labour MPs, officials and young Labour members from accepting subsidised trips to Israel that were paid for by Jewish organisations. Now, that motion was completely scrapped, and instead there was a compromised resolution which encourages all party members visiting the region for the purpose of understanding the conflict to spend substantial time in both Israel and the Palestinian territories. Now, this resolution also condemns the Abbott Turnbull government for failing to provide clear leadership on Australia's contribution to progressing peace between Israel and Palestine. And the resolution also endorsed the resolution on Israel and Palestine, which was carried at last year's national conference. So it was welcomed this week by Labour MPs and communal leaders. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus told the Jewish News this week, the outcomes of the conference demonstrate that Labour continues its long-standing support for the State of Israel. He said while a number of Labour branches proposed resolutions that he believed were unjustifiably critical of Israel and that called for various policy changes that he says would have done absolutely nothing to further the peace process, he said those resolutions were all crushed. Dreyfus said the resolution that was passed was measured and sensible and effectively recommended a continuation of the long-standing practice for organized trips to Israel to include visits to the West Bank. So this is something that has been happening for years, Nitza. Whenever anybody goes on a trip sponsored by the Jewish community to Israel, they always visit the Palestinian territories, they meet with Palestinian leaders, they get to see both sides of the conflict for themselves and the situation on the ground. And what this policy says is that all party members should spend substantial time in both Israel and the Palestinian territories, and that's what will continue.
There is a very interesting viewpoint from Vic Aladef, written in the AJN this week, why this New South Wales Labour Conference was different. And the essence of it is exactly what you said.
Exactly. You can read full coverage of the Labour Conference in this week's Jewish News, including that piece by Vic Aladef. He was also with me at the State Conference last weekend watching. So have a read of the paper to see all the reaction from all the communal leaders as well as Labour MPs. And we also have a quote from a spokesperson for opposition leader Bill Shorten, who said it was a reasonable statement which applies equally to all areas of international dispute.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, a new Assistant Minister for Multiculturalism, Craig Laundy, was appointed. What do we know about him?
That's right, Nitza. He's got a controversial past as Craig Laundy. He's been appointed the Assistant Minister for Multiculturalism. Now, a couple of years ago, he found himself under fire for making several controversial comments while supporting a motion that recognised the UN International Year of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. A few years ago, he said that he believes a two-state solution is used as a line to hide behind and that the people of Palestine have not had a fair go. Now, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry and the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council will seek to meet with Laundy as soon as possible. He told the Jewish News this week that he supports a two-state solution, and as the new Assistant Minister for Multicultural Affairs, he says he's very much looking forward to working side by side with the Australian Jewish community and building on the wonderful relationships that he's established during his time in Parliament within the community. So we'll all be watching this appointment very closely. It's an interesting choice.
Yeah, it's a very important position. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, investment in innovation and technology is on the agenda of the Australian government. And the AJN reports this week about a global investor summit recently held in Jerusalem with Aussies in the crowd.
That's right. Billion-dollar company CEOs were among the 25 Australian business leaders attending Our Crowd's recent Global Investor Summit in Jerusalem. Now, the gathering drew 3,000 investors from more than 50 countries and showcased some of the latest technology being developed by Israeli startups. Our Crowd Australia Managing Director Dan Bennett, who led a delegation which included high-profile businessmen, told the Jewish News a mix of both Jews and non-Jews attended the event. He said there was an excellent mix of entrepreneurs and investors, and there were some business executives in attendance as well. He said they also had a number of high-profile company CEOs from Australia. So as you said earlier, startups, they're buzzing in Israel, and it was great to see a whole bunch of Aussies go to Jerusalem recently for this Global Investor Summit.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, I've seen incredible photos on Facebook and also a fantastic photo on the AJN of the big Shabbat dinner last week, Friday night, not in the synagogue, not anywhere else, but on the sand of Tamarama Beach. Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. What an unlikely place to have a Shabbat dinner. As you said, it wasn't at shul. It wasn't in the family home. It was on the sand. Our Big Kitchen Shabbat dinner at Tamarama Beach last Friday has been described as a magical night, according to Our Big Kitchen founder, Rabbi David Slavin. 150 people attended. It included non-Jews as well, who enjoyed a Shabbat service together with candle lighting and kiddush before tucking into a three-course kosher meal on the sand. Rabbi Slavin said there was an eclectic mix of people. He said that there were Christians and Muslims attending the event as well. And he said for the interfaith guests, the feedback was very, very positive. So I would have loved to be there. I'm sure a lot of listeners probably didn't know about it, but keep an eye out for the next Shabbat dinner at Tamarama Beach, because what a great place to have it, with the ocean views and the fresh air whilst praying and singing and dancing and having Shabbat dinner all on the sand at Tamarama.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either, but they were very lucky. The weather was brilliant, was really good. And Evan, before I let you go, I must tell you that I really liked the front page of the AJN this week and also the story attached to it.
So did I, Nitza. Top of the Trops. American Jewish filmmaker Spencer Susser and his colleague Daniel Campos were on cloud nine this week after winning Australia's most prestigious short film festival, TropFest. The pair scooped first place for their collaboration on a short film called Shiny. It's a 3-minute stop-frame animation film that was made using life-sized clothing laid out to represent the characters, with an overhead camera capturing their movement. Speaking to the AJN, Sasa said he and his friend were extremely excited to win this coveted award. TropFest, of course, was launched 23 years ago at the Tropicana Cafe in Darlinghurst, and it's grown to become one of the world's largest short film festivals and is a highlight of the Sydney calendar every year. You can read all about that on page 3 of this week's edition of the Jewish News, and if you're on your iPad, you can also watch the video, the 3-minute video that won them the award.
Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much.